This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Right now, as the Alex Jones Show goes live, the latest plan to take out President Trump will be broken down by Alex Jones in T-minus 5 minutes. He's getting the final intel right now before he comes and breaks this news to you live here on air. Owen Schroyer will be sitting in here. That's me, co-hosting with Alex, who will be joining me in studio. We've also got Patrick Byrne lined up to join me today. Of course, he has not been so subtle talking about what he's been up to the last week or so, meeting with the president in the White House, Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn, and others. But last night, we're going to air this clip today on the Alex Jones Show, but two important videos from President Trump. It's not the best strategy, in my opinion, how he's doing this, but he's doing it nonetheless. And he put out two statements last night from the White House, one addressing the voter fraud, a 10-minute speech. We're going to air that coming up. And then a 5-minute address on the stimulus bill that is just blatant robbery of the American people. I don't know how else to put it. It's the Republicans and the Democrats teaming up to rob us dry. And President Trump said he would veto that bill. So the corrupt deep state made up of Republicans and Democrats are now going back to the drawing board and saying, well, wait a second. Just make it a $1 trillion stimulus bill. Don't cut any of the aid to the foreign countries we're giving it to, but we'll give the people $2,000. So they shut down the entire economy for a whole year and say, here's a couple thousand bucks, American. Get bent. Oh, I mean, we love you. Here's some free money. When all they really have to do is reopen the economy, and they know it. But see, they're taking orders from China, and they're taking orders from globalists in the corporate government that run their campaigns and fund it and fund the media. And so they say, no, you cannot give Trump an inch. But Trump is now signaling he's ready to lead from the front. He's been leading from behind. We were a little harsh on President Trump yesterday. He comes out and makes two important statements. Now he looks like he wants to lead from the front as we turn the calendar to Christmas and the new year. And then it's a matter of days that the president has to save the United States of America. It may come down to Mike Pence as well. And we're going to have a news update on that situation. But now that Trump is signaling he's going to lead from the front, maybe the deep state and the Chi-Coms thought he was lying down. Maybe they really did. Hell, we probably maybe considered that to be a reality. But now he's signaling he's going to lead from the front. So they have to launch a new plan to stymie him and do whatever it takes to relinquish any powers that he has or harm him in the coming days before the president of the United States steps up to save the republic. And when you look at the two-pronged attack against us right now, whether it's the rigged presidential election that we just saw or it's the blatant theft of our money. You know, I got real upset yesterday about this and just talking about it right now. I'm starting to get my blood boiling again, but I'm going to take a deep breath and calm down. It's just so egregious. It's so blatant. And I just don't know how every American of every race, color, creed, size, shape, all of it, isn't fuming mad. Our politicians and our media steal our elections And now they're trying to steal every last dollar you have while they shut the economy down. It's an attack on our country. It's time to accept it, recognize it, stand up, and fight back.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Chestnuts.
This country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. Hear me? Minority white European. And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics, who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do. In terms of raw numbers.
So, if you want to know Joe Biden's policies for America, we are doomed.
Folks dressed up.
If you ever could hire an agent to destroy your country during a crisis, they would stand up and tell everybody we're doomed. That's the archetypal. We're doomed. In fact, foreign armies used to hire generals and pay them off, and then they would have them stand up in the middle of the battle and say, "We're doomed," and then they would run. They'd be paid off for doing it. We're now hearing that we are doomed from Joe Biden. That is his official political view for America. Make America great again. Keep America great. Bring back jobs. As soon as Trump got in, the stock market doubled because people said, oh, we're open for business again. We weren't under globalism. And so here we are. So the reason I'm here, folks, take a few days off. Owen's gracious enough to try to get me to take off, is because I woke up at 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. And I already wanted to come on air and explain to the public what was happening to Trump and things I was seeing in the media that told me they were going to go 25th Amendment to try to remove him. And my gut in political analysis is never wrong when I go with my gut. And then all of a sudden at 5 a.m., Richard Reeves, my good friend, sends me a clip of Patrick Byrne, who is advising Trump for many months. I knew this, didn't want to tell people, he didn't want me to. It was at the White House with Powell and with Flynn for 4 hours last week. They did discuss civil emergency. They did discuss the Insurrection Act because we're facing a foreign takeover. And I also checked with other people. Trump is totally surrounded. Basically, he's got less than 10% of his original staff. The Marines are still there flying around the helicopter. That's about it. The people serving him, his food, love him. The people that know who he is like him. But other than that, all the lawyers, all the scum, all the trash, literally yell at him to his face. And if he fires them, they just send more in. Because imagine, he's like a brain that has nerves. He's a quadriplegic. There's no nerves below the brainstem. So Trump can talk. That's about it. And boy, is he surrounded. Is he perfect? No. But everybody wants to desert him now. It looks like he's a loser and go, well, he's for red flag laws. No, he knew how to kill their operation by saying he was for that to end the debate. Because if Trump was for the guns, it would make them rally against the guns. And that was his inside baseball. Doesn't mean I even agree with what he did. But it worked so far on the assault weapons ban and other things. But everybody copping out on Trump. We elected him. It's not about even his policies at this point. Is that globalists are involved in a hostile takeover with Joe Biden, who says America is doomed, and you see Al Sharpton and everyone nodding. They don't want America to even exist. They're globalists that have parlayed a deal to end the country and use our diversity as a weapon against us, okay? And they're setting blacks up as the fall guy for this. We don't want old white people to get the shot. They're bad. They're white. That's mainstream news. Blacks, we love you, take the shot. Well, the good news is blacks aren't buying into that. It's not about patronizing blacks. I don't care what damn color your skin is. I care about your soul and your red blood, okay?
And if I can get the blacks to wake up and wake up others, I can get anybody to wake up. And that's what I want to do. If I can get old people to wake up, I can wake up anybody. If I can wake up white people, I can wake up anybody. Okay? I'm here to get, if I can get leftists woken up, I can wake up anybody, anybody. But we're doing it here. Okay? And we're trying as hard as we can, because to me, it isn't about earthly treasures. It's not about being part of the New World Order. It's about my soul. And God tells me, you don't sit there and engage in this type of evil. You don't play God. Well, Bill Gates broke that rule. And he's running the world government now. They've announced he runs the G8 now. They had a major South American country say Bill Gates is now in control of our nation. Harrison Smith has a clip of that he didn't get to during American Journal this morning when I took over. He'll be airing it during the War Room today, your normal show, Owen. But people are asking, okay, what's the huge news? I had a headline for American Journal this morning of national emergency broadcast. I'm paraphrasing. Maybe you guys can pull up the live show feed and scroll down a little bit. And I basically said there is an active coup against the president. They're planning on removing him by next week. Now, people say, well, how do you know that? Well, I've learned when their capos get up on television and when they say they're going to do X, Y, and Z, they do X, Y, and Z. And you've had Pelosi. You've had Maxine Waters. You've had all of them. Again, it's on InfoWars.com. I can pull it up for you. It's a live show feed. Here, I'll pull it up for you. I'll go out there and do it. It's a live show feed. Live show feed, guys. All right. I'll pull it up. I'm not mad. I just like, every day we do a live show feed, everybody knows that. And if you go to the live show feed, it will show what I was saying that the show was about today when I did the show. But I'll find it. I'm not mad here. I'll just find it. Okay. Right there at the top. You have an overhead shot. I'll show people. Breaking live, Biden announces plan. America is doomed. Okay, he actually said that. We just showed you that. Now here's the sub-headline from the last show. Okay, a little bit of a problem there. All right, we're going to just keep going until we get it. Yeah, go ahead and scroll down, guys. Go ahead and scroll down, guys. American Journal, Trump completely surrounded, deep state planning his removal by next week. And you say, how do you know that? Pelosi and Maxine Waters, and all of them are saying it all over the news, all over television, all over everywhere, because they know the election fraud in Georgia and Arizona and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan has all come out with the state legislature saying we found fraud, the forensic experts finding fraud, the OAN footage of the very fraudsters that said the water main broke and had the suitcases and kicked everybody out and did all that. They're Democratic. Now we've got them running the same stack over and over and over again on video. So now, because all that's coming out, the system is completely and totally, absolutely panicked. And so now they understand, and they've got Brennan and Clapper and the nation, all of them saying, arrest 4 people. President Trump, Powell, Flynn, and Jones. Look it up. It's on CNN. It's on Atlantic Monthly. It's on the nation. It's everywhere. And you saw the former CIA director call for my arrest last week, because they're involved in a criminal heist. And if they get defeated in this criminal heist, it all goes down in flames, Owen.
Well, and I think, you know, the analogy here with Biden saying, oh, this country is doomed, it's a eugenics operation, except on nation states, where it's like, if you have terminal cancer and you're in total pain and you're in misery and you have no control over your bowels or anything, and you say, you know, some people say, hey, you know what, just kill me. You know, I can't take this anymore. I don't want my family to see this. So it's all about convincing America, you have terminal cancer, you're dead, you're in pain from our shutdown, you're dying from a disease and all this stuff. And Biden says, see, you're doomed, so we just got to kill you, and we got to bring in the Chi-Coms to take care of you now. You died. You don't deserve
to live.
They're
saying, give up, give up, give up. You're doomed. It's over. That's what a Chi-Com, what did the Chinese say? In fact, cue it up, guys. The crew's great. Sorry, I flipped out. You want the headline. I get why they were looking for the headline. I said they were finding the new headline, but it was a sub-headline from earlier this morning, which they did fine. Pull up the Chinese national media that Tucker aired 2 weeks ago, that we first aired. It's not about that, but you'll find it with Tucker, where he says, America's never reopening, America's defeated. The headline is, we control people in the highest circles of the United States. And there's the other national Chinese TV show that's an official Chinese communist saying, headline, Chinese sociologist says America is dead. And they say, we control COVID. They will never reopen. We control the top of their government. We control, they will never come out of their houses again, and start laughing at you. So when you see a leftist idiot with a mask, not feel sorry for them. They still think they're in America. They don't know they're under Chi-Com UN control.
Well, and that's what it is. That's why they're laughing. They look at America and they say, wow, they just fell for a fake pandemic. Wow, they just fell for a fake election. And now we're just telling them all of this is happening, and they don't even care. So let's see what else we can do. Let's tell them we're going to give them a COVID stimulus bill relief package, and we'll give them some Trump change, and then we'll give all these foreign nations hundreds of billions of dollars, and that'll really be the final rape of the American people to prove that they're dead. And this is a Chi-Com operation. You called it from day one. Others in the media pointed this out, too. We're under a foreign takeover and a foreign attack, and it's time for the president to start leading from the front, and it looks like his statement last night proves that.
And let's talk about that. Let's talk about that statement and play it when we come back and play the Chi-Com statements. We'll go to these calls that have been holding since the last show. But you're absolutely right, Owen. We need the Declaration of the Insurrection Act. Absolutely. I want it. I don't want Chi-Com martial law. I want Trump to take control of the military and rout these criminals right now. I want him to arrest the heads of the FBI now. Let's go to war.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show and the pot-bellied goblin himself is here, hobbling around, coming after you. Wow. Okay, we got loaded phone lines with everybody's been holding in the order they've been received. Elton and Mark and Trask and Mike and Connell and then Todd, Sean, Mike, and you've got the big guest coming on who was in the White House meetings for 4 hours, confirmed. I confirmed he was there. Incredible what happened, what we already know. Trump's totally surrounded, which makes him even more powerful to now attack. And he's saying, why shouldn't I sign the insurrection act? Why shouldn't I stand up? Why? He's got the power. He's got to use it now. People say, oh, well, it's martial law. They've already had media martial law. They've already had big tech martial law. They've already got the left burning down cities everywhere in their own leftist occupying system. They're threatening to release them. Trump will just call us out. But he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't made the decision. I was told by the White House almost 48 hours ago, within 48 hours, he would make his decision. So that's why we're in a real zeitgeist right now. And I woke up at 3 a.m., got these calls, checked all this, and confirmed what I was told is all accurate. What an incredible time, Owen Schroyer.
If he just, the president that is, you know, whether it's he allows a media scrum into the White House once or he steps out onto the White House lawn and takes questions from media, if he just says, he doesn't have to sign anything yet, but if he just says, you know, I'm considering the Insurrection Act, all of these traitors' balls would shrivel up like race.
Exactly. They'll all start rolling.
Yeah, and exactly. And then they'd start singing like canaries, the ones that aren't in it so deep. And I think that may
he should host a 24-hour telethon,
yeah,
where people march up and admit they were traitors and say they're sorry.
Well, and that's
and
what I was
oh my
say.
God, that's what he should do.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, the videos that he put out last night are great. They're great statements from the Oval Office.
Well, yeah, why do you take that as a signal he's going to war? Because that's the word I've got.
Because he's been leading from behind for the last couple of weeks, and I understand why he does that. Because he doesn't want them to just look at him and say, "This is what he's doing." This is he lets his lawyers do it. He lets people in Congress say it, and he lets certain senators and stuff, and he has people in, and Sidney Powell, and all these people. But then he's like, okay, eventually I have to take the lead. And I think that that's what he signaled last night. Now, the problem is, and I don't know the measurement that the president's team does or he does, but those videos are nice. They're not, they don't have the viral power. Nobody.
We need El Presidente at the Resolute Desk declaring war on the Chi-Coms.
He needs to say, I'm doing a live statement. He can even open up the White House switchboard and take calls. And he says, I'm doing a live statement from the Oval Office. Put out the date, January 5th, whatever. Build that momentum. Force the viral power. And then American people will see, oh, look, Fox News isn't covering this live. Wow, they really are dead.
I agree with you, but he has to start doing events every night. He has to do the events every night, and he needs to build them to a crescendo. And he needs to explain exactly what's happening and ask America, do you want the Insurrection Act? Do you want a redo of these states?
And think about it, too. All he has to do is mention the Insurrection Act, and I think January 5th is the perfect night to do it, or even the 4th if he wanted to build it up a little more.
He's good before that.
And then he puts all
the
pressure.
Oh, and here's the problem. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're thinking 10 steps ahead, not 50 steps ahead. I'm not poo-pooing you. They know Trump's on the right track. They know the evidence of fraud's coming out. That's why they want to try a 25th Amendment thing now. They're trying to organize something against him now.
Yeah, they have to do it before January 6th.
Yeah, he needs to launch operations now.
Well,
He needs to come out tonight. He
definitely needs to do something before January 6th. But
what do you mean of these photos where he's looking at Lincoln, he's looking at Jackson, he's looking at Churchill? I mean, I think he's telling you. Because remember, Winston Churchill was a laughingstock saying Hitler was bad. Winston Churchill was made fun of wanting to go to war and stand up until the last minute. And that's what Trump's saying is.
Well, it's all symbolic, but I think it's time for Trump to start putting pressure on certain people like Mike Pence. And that's why I think January 4th or 5th would be such a thing. If he says Insurrection Act, all these people are going to start crapping their britches. But if he comes out and makes a statement before January 6th, that puts all the pressure on Mike Pence to do the right thing and refuse the illegal electors from the states that they stole, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, et cetera, which then gives Trump more electoral votes than Biden.
No, I agree. I mean, well, what we need is the leadership to say, big tech sends, he's just our, my fellow Americans, I'm here because Google, through YouTube, censored a Senate hearing on election fraud where evidence was shown a fraud. Since when in America does Google censor the U.S. Senate? That's where we're going to start tonight, is with that opening statement they censored. Now that you see what they're censoring, let me show you some more of the evidence. He shows it, and he says, now let me explain to communist Chinese. Here are the secret documents. Here's who they've infiltrated. Here's what they've done. Joe Biden is their agent. His plan is total doom, the end of America. Hear from him. Play that. And then just say, I have the power to stop this. I was elected by you, but I need to know that you support me. I need 10 million of you here now. Total victory.
And you know,
I mean, it's here. It's waiting within our grasp. He must execute it. And you know, he's totally alone calling in Powell and Flynn, who are great people. One's a great lawyer. One's a great general. They're lightweights compared to InfoWars. And I'm not asking to be in the White House. He used to get the clips from Don Jr. every day. He still seeks out Alex Jones. Back then, remember, like, headline, General Kelly's main mission is that Trump not see Jones, because he resonates with what I say. He sees what I say. If he just heard this, he would do it.
Well, remember,
so
Alex,
imagine, if we get Trump this message, whatever reason, he doesn't listen to hardly anybody. I'm not trying to brag here, folks. Trump hears me. It's like he doesn't.
Well, here's why.
Okay, and Miller and the rest of them. Because I'm real, man. I live this 24-7 like he does, like you do. And so I'm just saying, it's not about Alex Jones. Like, oh, aren't I big? No, we're in deep trouble. We have to get this message to him somehow. He didn't even know we were having a rally 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Alex. Who was it that stood in front of Congress during the impeachment hearings and said, you're the Democrats been accused? That was InfoWars.
That was
who,
you.
Who was it that led the first rally in D.C. to stop the steal? That was InfoWars. So they know all that. They can try to siphon the energy and claim it's their movement.
And we don't want the credit. We're saying we have the blueprints.
But here's what
we
happens.
We have the victory.
All these people that go into the White House, Alex, they tell Trump what he can't do. They're no men. They say, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, he needs people to go in there and say, no, this is what you can do. This is what you must
do. And he can. We have a Chi-Com, big media takeover, martial law, lockdown, COVID. We need Trump to declare an emergency to end their emergency.
Look at that, Alex. And, you know, the energy is there. People can't go to work. They can't go to church. They can't go to school. I'm amazed at how many people are just at the drop of a hat willing and ready to go to D.C. I mean, it's that for conservatives.
And they're scared of the six. That's why we have to go before them.
And I think
what I think is, I think after Christmas, if it waits that long, maybe we should go now. I don't care about the Christmas thing. Just, if we go the day after Christmas and we just stay in D.C., I think we move to D.C. In fact, I don't think we go to D.C. now. We go to D.C. now. Keep going.
You're going to D.C.?
Yeah, I'm going to D.C. I'm not sitting around. Well, I mean, let me tell you. They're like, Jones, you're going to prison. We're going to get you to do this. I mean, we're putting us all in prison, you damn pedophile. Screw you, man.
Yeah,
screw you and your damn intimidation. You got the wrong guy.
They have us in house imprisonment right now, and they're just trying to make it worse. But, I mean, There's 70 million plus. I mean, maybe all 74, 80, however many people voted for Trump. They are all.
We decide the future. We'll shut this down. We're not burning police stations and shooting cops and old ladies like the left. They have articles saying, arrest me, arrest Trump, that we're calling for violence. No, we're not. We're calling for no longer submitting to your communist Chinese BS, you murdering leftist trash.
And I think it's hilarious that the same media that literally caused all the riots this summer that cost over $2 billion in property damage. I think it's funny that the media that caused those riots, they should be held responsible. I'm serious. They should be held responsible for that. They should be paying those damages, CNN, MSNBC, and the mainstream news. I think it's funny that they'll sit here and point the finger at us saying, how dare you go to D.C.? How dare you have rallies? No, how dare you instigate $2 billion worth of property damage in riots?
To intimidate America. We're calling your bluff, scumbags. We'll be back with calls. Stay with us. 4 minutes.
Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you
to recommit the year 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. With everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun, sold out for almost 3 months, now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About that later.
Public from enemies.
All right, Alex Jones here. I'm going to get out of here in a little while so Owen can get to his big guest next hour. I appreciate Elton and all these people holding. So, because I made you hold, I apologize for that. I've done a better job on the New American Journal show weekday mornings, getting a lot of calls today. We didn't. I apologize. We held you over. You've been holding again. Elton in Des Moines, Iowa. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I was just wondering, you guys seen the inauguration stage there, right?
Yeah, Trump is building the stage, even though Biden says he'll do a virtual stage. So there's two ways to look at that. Biden doesn't want protesters, so he's going to say he's not having inauguration, but then he shows up last minute for the imaging, which he is not below doing. He's a total Decepticon. Or we try to get answers. Trump is continuing because he knows he's going to win. What do you think is happening?
Well, I just was making sure there was it wasn't any kind of gala or something, because I haven't seen it, in real life like you guys have or anything. But I remember listening to you 5 years ago or whatever, and they had three-man plastic coffins that would fit about 80 million people. Do you remember that, in Georgia or whatever?
Yes, FEMA has stockpiles of coffins. All we did was ask, why do they have them? They went, you're claiming FEMA's going to kill everybody. We're like, no, you've got stockpiles of coffins.
And remember, you went to the guy that signed the bill. You went to his office. You said, hey, what's this bill about these coffins? And he's like, oh, I've never seen that. And you're like, well, here's your signature right there. He's like, get out of my office.
This sounds about enough for Trump supporters or conservatives and Christians. I mean, there's probably more than that, but,
Listen, I just want to kill everybody. I mean, it's the globalists want to depopulate the earth. It's theirs. They believe they stole it. They got it through fraud. They want us off their property. They want to exterminate the roaches.
I just figured it'd be us first, and then it'd be easier to kill them next. I just think, 2021 is going to be a bad year where, they're already, trying to condition us on the news right now anyway.
It's a dark winter. It's going to be a lot worse than ever. But China's open. They're partying. It's China shutting us down. That's the bottom line. Brings in world government, brings in digital IDs, brings in control. Thank you so much.
Well, and it's like anything else that just, things just line up in time, whether it's, Saturn and Jupiter lining up in space or just opportunities lining up. It's a race. Either we arrest the criminals that have occupied our country and maybe other places around the world. But
and notice how God works. He's given us a person that will do it in this time, and it's like the light's disappearing. And he's got a fire. He's got to do it.
And it's a race against time, because if we don't arrest the criminals, and I would include Biden in that and all of Obama's administration, which, I mean, it may be far-fetched, but it's either they get arrested or prosecuted or Trump gets arrested and, everything.
Because we're going into total judgment.
That's
going into total judgment. Let's take another call. Thank you, Elton. Let's talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on the air.
Doing, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I'm 64 years old, and I'm the lead general in Father God's army on earth. And this is not a beta test. This is the second coming, and Satan is on his way. And it's not China. It's Satan and his army, the deep state, who are the rich, elite banker Jews that own the earth and govern the earth, are doing their final play. In Scripture, there's seven nations that do not join the Antichrist army. And this is what it's all about. The USA is, we're out of time. The only thing that has to be done, and I hope me and you can do it, Alex, and is we've got to get through to Trump, and he has to declare martial law. He has to arrest Obama and Lynch and Clinton and Clapper and the whole 1,000 Comeys and all of them, and declare martial law.
Let me just say this. I don't try to get into religious groups or ethnic groups, but I'll tell you this. You're right. It's not China. It's Satan. But what does the Bible say Satan is? The dragon. And so I don't blame the Chinese people, but the dragon is the muscle that the whore of Babylon rides on. China is the beast, the system, and then the whore rides upon him. And then you've also got this new devil pope giving all his power under the beast. It's all being fulfilled. I agree with you that I thought Revelation would be out further. It looks like they're going ahead and bringing it in. Thanks for the call, Owen.
Well, this is, we're just talking geopolitics. And by the way, the Pope is said to be stepping down before the end of the year. But, I was listening to that caller, and something struck me. I don't even know what he said that did it, but I'm beginning to think that the whole reason why they're doing this multiple rounds of the COVID vaccine is because the way that Trump tried to take it over with Operation Warp Speed and promoting the vaccines and everything, it sent them into this weird panic mode where they can't roll out the real bioweapon in the vaccine until Trump gets out of office, but they still had to go with it. They still had the hundreds of billions of dollars from Trump. They still had to act like,
I thought that this morning, because they're like, now there's a new mutation.
Yeah.
A new vaccine's needed.
So,
exactly. They give us a different vaccine and the real one comes out.
So then it's like, now it's the second wave, and that's the one where then you'll see every nurse that gets it, fainting and going into, shock.
That's the thing.
Seizing
they
up.
Finally have to attack you. It's like, this is it. This is it. All right, another call in here. Trask in Dallas. Trask. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
So I had a message for Trump. Man needs to just do the Insurrection Act and be damned with how it looks. We're fighting for the Republic. And, you know, if the news wants to keep on putting out propaganda, we need to send the military in there and take it over.
I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. If I was in front of President Trump right now, I'd say, Mr. President, you didn't start the martial law. You didn't put us under the UN martial law. You need to explain that you've been hoodwinked. It's been a scam. Tell the American people and explain that I'm not here to overthrow the Constitution. I'm here to defend it. And we're marching in and we're having new elections. There would be celebrations in the streets everywhere.
Oh, my God.
This is, people would be on their knees. It's not like martial law where you can't go outside your house. It's not like martial law where you don't have a life. It's martial law to stop their martial law.
And I think, too, the public perception of the media is zero. The public perception of Congress is zero. And Trump could have a twist of fate. You know, I mean, I'm not sitting here like a Q person saying, oh, this is all planned out. But, I mean, you look at Gina Haspel. You look at Bill Barr. You look at Chris Wray. I mean, they're just as implicated in the Obama administration crimes as the Obama administration itself, specifically Gina Haspel, and then Barr going back into the Bush years. So, I mean, imagine if Trump actually went after the Republicans first and his own people first, saying, okay, here's the crime. What would
the Democrats do? Let's be clear. No one's ever called the deep state's bluff that hijacked America had America's power. And so there are all these inbred, weird pedophiles and people. No one ever called it. As soon as the dominoes start falling, it's over. By the way, I'm not ignoring the caller. My wireless headset just went out. Guess the battery went bad, whatever. It just cut out. So let him finish his point. I'll get a new headset. We'll come back and take calls next segment. Go ahead, Trask, finish your point.
All right. So another thing that a good idea would be is to protect ourselves from these vaccines being mandated by companies. So we need to get into the states and write a bill that says these companies cannot deny a service for medical apparatus or medical procedures.
That's already actually written in via the HIPAA laws. I mean, you can't deny somebody service like that anyway. So that's another angle where if they did make a claim like that, that's totally illegal. I mean, that's medical tyranny. Oh, you have to take this vaccine to get a shot. That's bullcrap. In the HIPAA, somebody shows up and their legs dangling off and they're bleeding out. They have to receive care. So, I mean, that would be another level.
And that's what I'm saying about all of this is it's a revolution against our checks and balances and our laws. All this is illegal. They skipped the animal trials. They skipped everything, and now it's causing problems.
Well, Trask was just saying that Trump needs to sign a bill that says, oh, you can't be rejected any sort of care or business.
Law already says that.
I know. I'm just saying he should double down on it. Well, that's Trask is saying he should.
No, Trask is right. All right. We appreciate you, brother. All right. I got a new headset on. I'm good. Let's come back, jam in some more calls. And, Owen, you've got the guy who's the center of the news, Patrick Burr, on, who was there at the White House meeting for 4 hours with the president. Well, it really happened. And I've confirmed from sources that were there it indeed happened. And now we've got Georgia and other states saying we've certified fraud. None of it's on the news. We have Congress being censored right now trying to report on all this. It is an incredible time to be alive.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest. 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest.
Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always, always. Always on the run. I killed poor Jet Bryan.
The globalists want to run everything. They want to control everything, but they can't.
Killed him with
Owen Destroyer is hosting. I'm Alex Jones. I'm about to get out of here because I got a lot of stuff to take care of. And my vacations are workcations. But we got a lot of callers to get to. But I just wanted to say this. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining because I love it. It's bittersweet. We've got, I say 3 to 5 times, depending on the website. We've got about 5 times, really, about 4.5 times, the viewers and listeners we had a year ago. So when it comes to reaching people, we are in high cotton. We're kicking some ass. We're like knocking grand slams here at the baseball field. When it comes to money, less money this month. We brought in last year in December, and I'm spending money like it's going out of style. And it's kind of fun because I don't like worrying about it. I finally just said, screw it. I'll just spend money on everything and just fight as hard as I can, and I just hope you're going to support us. We had a caller from Lithuania said his bank doesn't let him buy from us now, and I'm sure that's what it is. It's all that digital crap. It's all the Big Brother stuff going on. I need those of you that are able to purchase from InfoWarsStore.com to get something you need. Winter Sun has been sold out for months. High-quality vitamin D3 taken out of the tongue with vitamin K. It's essential. It's for your immune system. Every man, woman, and child should be taking it. It's back in stock, 50% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your DNA Force there. It's selling out. Still got a discount. Get your Ultra 12. It's selling out. High-quality B12 out of the tongue. Get your Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Whatever you do, I want to thank you for your support in the past. I want to thank you for your support now. And if you're a new viewer, these are high-quality products. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get an air filtration system. Get a shortwave radio. A lot of great stuff on there. Just visit InfoWarsStore.com because we got the audience, but it only is money keeps us on the air. So thank you for that support. Winter Sun back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Owen Schroyer. Go ahead.
I want to just say this. We're all patriots, and this has to happen. First of all, we have to have the 10 million people. Indiana had it right. They got to be there, but we can't wait till the 6th. It has to start today. You need to say at the beginning of each segment, at the end of each segment, calling on all patriots. We need to inhabit D.C. and do what he said. 7 million around the White House, a couple million around the Capitol, 1 million around the damn Supreme Court. But he can't wait. He cannot wait. It is time, man. It is time. And is the military with him? If the military's not, we got to be the military. It is time, dude.
You know, speaking of the military, real quick, there was an interesting clip. I have the story here somewhere where somebody thanked Mike Pence. I can't find this in my stack of news, saying, thank you, Mike Pence. We just had the greatest. Here it is right here. Acting Secretary of the Department of Defense Chris Miller thanks Vice President Pence for effort in most complex military operation in history. No details or context was given. That was just a statement that he made thanking the vice president for that. So, I mean, I believe the military is on Trump's side. You're going to have top generals and stuff that have been turned over.
And by the way, I don't want to fetishize the military. They follow orders from politicians. But we're literally at the end of the country. I mean, I don't have words. I can't hype it up big enough. And it's not like the country's being taken over by the Romans and we're the British and they've got more advanced technology. So, okay, we're going to have, you know, massages now. This is pedophile devil worshippers are taking over. I mean, this is not good.
Yeah, slave factories in China. Yeah.
I mean, no value. Big tech runs slave factories in China, which shows what they'll do to us. God almighty. Mike, anything else?
Let's get the people there. Everybody, put Christmas off. This is more important.
No, I totally agree with you. And so just to mobilize, it'll take me a few days. People should, I think, should still have Christmas. I think Trump can hang on till then. They are playing with the Fifth Amendment. I believe we should surround the White House peacefully. That's why they have Black Lives Matter there and Antifa to surround it, so we can't be there. We're going to be there. We surround it, and then we also, I mean, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there just encamped at the White House within a few days.
And you know, this is kind of remember the Boston Tea Party, they dressed up as Native Americans. And in a way, it's almost like we kind of have to reenact that because they won't let us anywhere, but, oh, we'll be Black Lives Matter. Oh, we have a Black Lives Matter flag and shirt. And then they'll just, oh, okay, here, walk around the White House. Here, walk into the park. I'm not even kidding. I mean, that's almost
the
like
the boys about us.
Yeah, because, I mean, you show up with a Trump flag or an American flag and you're a patriot, oh, you'll get shut down, you'll get arrested, you're not allowed to mobilize. But, oh, if you're Black Lives Matter, you can own the streets, you can burn buildings, burn churches, go around the White House. So, I mean, we kind of have to do that where we put on the Indian garb like the Boston Tea Party, except we pretend we're Black Lives Matter, and then we take over D.C., and then you take the Trump flag out of your pocket.
That's an interesting idea. Really, they were using it as a disguise and saying, we are native, we will beat you. And they just won the French-Indian War. They were saying, we're savages, which was a positive thing.
It's just finding ways to get around. I mean, there's loopholes in the ridiculous.
Yeah, we're savages, and we're tired of all you lawyers running our lives.
And we've seen it, whether it's our events, whether it's what happened in Oregon the other day, whatever. We're not allowed to activate. We're not allowed to have any penetration. But if you're the left,
if you're a communist, if you're a child molester.
I was thinking about this last night, Alex. I need to practice this. We all need to practice.
Thank you for the call.
It's not even left or right, Democrat or Republican. It's Soros. Soros. It's Soros groups. It's not Democrats.
The average liberal, why are you promoting war and torture and Assange in jail? Shame on you. Join us.
So it's not
populist, you dumbasses.
It's not Democrats for Black
Lives Matter. It's populist versus globalist.
It's Soros groups. So Soros groups are allowed to go into state buildings. Soros groups are allowed to shut down autonomous zones. Soros groups are allowed to riot. But you, an American patriot, have no rights. So just pretend you're a Soros organizer and activist, and then the whole world opens up for you. And then once you get to the point you need to be at, that's when you take out the Trump flag. That's when you put on the Trump hat. That's when you, then the police will probably move in on you, but it'll be too late then.
Holy Toledo.
See, this is what you get to do. So I'm telling you.
Canella in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm watching the battle of the gods here, brother.
Oh, I feel you, man. You know, I want to talk in particularly to my age group. That's, in the 20s and 30s year olds. I've spent the last 10 years in the music industry, traveling around Central, South, and North America. And, I've always told the truth about what was going on, but I was on the fence about it in the sense that I didn't tell it right to their face. You know, I kind of said what it had to say to get by in that industry. Well, the time for that is over. And everybody in my generation, everybody in the generation before me, we all need to stand up now. Because there is no other choice outside of that, you know?
Don't you feel that calling? Like, I'm ready to die right now.
Well, there's no more time for denial either. People have been denying how drastic it is. People have been denying how bad it is. People have been denying, oh, no, I still live in America. I'm still free. Well, take a look around. So, I mean, it's time to stop living in denial.
Yeah, you know, and another interesting thing, you know, I was looking into these cycles of tyranny and violence throughout history, kind of like you guys were talking about this morning in the American Journal. And, I noticed that it's coinciding at this point in history with the natural cycles that the sun's going through and that the earth itself is in turmoil. And there hasn't really been an experience like that yet. So this is a multifaceted battle. And it starts in the spiritual realm.
No, I agree. But don't they get it? Like, I can feel it. Like, they're not going to be able to stop what's about to happen. Like, it's like, you're not going to stop this now.
Yeah. And another thing for the people who are calling for Trump to strike now, I just want to put this out there. You know, we're watching a massive sword battle right now, a one-on-one Trump and this giant snake of a deep state. And we're watching it from 50 yards. And it might look pretty bad right now, but just know that's not Trump's game. And he's going to wait till that snake sticks its hole out of the head, its head out of the hole. And he's going to give a decisive blow. And when that moment comes...
No, I hear you, brother. I'm not disagreeing with you, and I appreciate your call. But I know all the lawyers. I know Trump. I talked to him. He is surrounded. That's not a negative thing. He needs us. You understand that? Yes, he has the ideas. Yes, he wanted a landslide. Yes, he's a great guy. He is surrounded by scum and cowards. That's what I'm telling you. He is surrounded by lawyers that are the filth of the planet that would sell their mother out for a stick of bubblegum. And so he needs everybody to go to D.C. now. We need just people to start going to D.C. now. Don't wait. Go to D.C. Go to D.C. Go to D.C. Go to the White House. Just go to the White House. Go, 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 go. All right. Owen Stroyer is going to take over. He's got a few more calls. And then he's got this big guest coming on who's in that White House meeting. I'll only tell you how dire the straits are, so you know we can attack in all directions to quote the Marine Corps General in Korea.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.